And this is Heather.
And this is Conspiracies Unlocked. And I feel like we should talk about ourselves and not just the episode.
Ourselves?
Well, like, what'd you do today?
Well, you woke me up. What did I do today? Okay.
I want to do banter.
I woke up at like 6 o'clock.
How do we do some friendly banter?
I woke up.
How about what'd you do last weekend?
Okay, so real. I've been really sick the last week.
Yeah.
And I have not been doing anything really because I did have COVID. And I know that COVID is like, you know, it could be good, it could be bad. I don't know what people think about COVID anymore. But I lost my sense of smell, I lost my sense of taste, and I couldn't stop coughing. So for me, it sucked.
I had it in July and it sucked.
Yeah.
I didn't even know I had it though. I was just like, I don't feel good. I must have a cold. I don't fucking know. Whatever.
Yeah.
And then I found out I had it. So I just stayed in bed for the weekend and was just dead. But I'm like, yeah. I feel like I'm still suffering from it just from the long term, whatever. Like, I'm still, like, so tired. And it's been, like, 3 months. So I'm kind of getting over this shit. Or I could just be tired because my life is crazy with all the kids.
You know? Yeah. So just tell me about your experience in the desert.
Well, my experience in the desert was very death-defying because it was 115 degrees and I almost died of heat exhaustion.
So you went to the desert and you were there for like a week or what?
No, only like 4 days.
Mm.
Only 4 days.
Only four days.
So we went to the pool every day and we went for Max's 8th birthday. And so we were able, so he wanted to drive his little trophy cart. It's this cute little like trophy, like off-road truck thing. It's super cute, and he got to ride around with his cousin in it, who's 2 days older than him. And he went on a really long ride, but we had to do it at 6 in the morning because by the time we got back at 9 in the morning, it was already like 130 degrees. So then we just packed everybody up and went to the pool.
So you stayed at the pool pretty much the whole time?
The whole day. The whole time. Every day. Or we would have died if we had stayed anywhere else.
So, for people that don't know who we are, we live in Southern California.
Yes.
So, it's already, like, pretty much desert here.
Anyways, and then we decided to go over the mountains and go to more desert.
To the real desert.
To go off-roading. So, I rode my quad, and that was super fun because I haven't really gotten to ride my quad too much because I always have the kids with me. So, I always have to, like, be in my Tahoe and, like, have them with me. So I haven't really gotten to ride my quad in the last 8 years. So this was almost one of the first rides that I've gone on in the past 8 years.
That's so bizarre.
Isn't that crazy? Like, I'll ride it around camp and stuff and like have the kids like with me and stuff. Like, I ride them in circles, but yeah. So finally the kids are getting old enough to where we can go on real rides.
Mm-hmm.
And Brad stayed home with the two little kids because they weren't waking up. They had already spent the whole day at the pool the day before and it was done. Like, they were done. They were, like, out. And it was 6 in the morning. Mm-hmm. They're like, no go. No, no. No go. Not going nowhere. So we couldn't even wake him up. So Brad's like, just go. Because he's like, fuck that. It's hot. I don't want to do any part of this shit.
So what was the highest temperature that it reached?
I don't know. I heard that it got up to 118. But what we saw on Saturday, we left the pool to go back to my house to grab things for Max's birthday because we were going to do his birthday at my house. But instead we did it at Nana's house where the pool was, obviously.
Yeah.
So we went back to my house to get like the food and everything. And when we got back or when we were driving there, the car read 115.
Okay.
And the car like overheated, like it was bad. Like, it shut itself down. It was like, I'm all
really?
Done.
Really? The Tahoe?
No. My friend's Jeep. My sister's Jeep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It was, she has like probably like a 2020 or something Jeep. Like, a newer Jeep. It's not like an old Jeep. But she's like, it's never done that before. And I don't know. Just all of a sudden, like, the air conditioning was on. And then it stopped being on. And my brother-in-law was driving it, and I thought he had pulled over and, like, turned off the car, and he's all, no, the car turned off all by itself.
That's like, not good.
It just slowly, like, things started to, like, not work on it, and it just died. So, yeah, it's a slow death. It just gave up. Exactly.
Aww. So,
Anyways,
but yeah. Max had fun in his trophy truck.
Yes. Oh my gosh. And then while we were loading, he was just riding around his 4-year-old little brother all around. But we were the only ones in the desert, so we were it. Like, literally, no one else was there. Why would they be there?
Well, nobody else wanted to be in 120 and weather.
Yeah, exactly. And we only went for Max's birthday. And it's all cute and fun games when it says it's 115 or it's going to be 100. It said that it was going to be 107. So we weren't even, we were prepared to be hot, but not like that hot. And it's all fun and games when you see it, like the weather being 108. But then when you actually live it, and live it like 115 degrees, it's totally different. And then we were driving back and we left and it was like 108 degrees at like 10 in the morning. And when we got home, it was 63 degrees. It was at like a 50 degree difference.
Oh yeah, it was 20 degrees difference from my house to here. Our
my house, yeah.
Yeah. When well, I came when I came yesterday from my town to her town,
yeah, it was a 20 degree difference. Yeah. So, but I'm right next to the ocean, so of course it's gonna be, and it was all overcast and like.
It was so nice.
Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, it was funny. So, and then we, yeah. So, anyways, so today we are going to be going over the 1518 dancing plague. There was a plague that hit Strasbourg, France, and it wasn't like COVID or like the Black Plague or like something like that or an epidemic. It just made people dance. Like, randomly.
Just couldn't stop dancing in 1500s?
In 1518.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and people would, like, literally dance themselves to death.
So, is this like a dance competition that got out of control?
No, it was uncontrollable. So, yes, it was out of control, but they didn't start it.
Do they have, like, parasites inside of their body controlling them?
Possibly. So.
Oh, okay. Because I've seen where there's, like, bugs.
Yeah.
And the bugs are dead, but then the parasite takes over the bug.
Yeah.
And the bug is like a zombie bug.
That's true.
Like walking and stuff, yeah. Like a little puppet.
That's so spooky.
So that's what I'm imagining.
How funny. And that kind of goes through that. So so it started with a woman named Fro Truffia. She started dancing through the streets of this like village uncontrollably for like hours at a time. And then it spread to the others in town.
The other villagers.
I don't know.
No, it's like Lost.
Yeah, exactly. It spread to the others.
Did anybody watch Lost?
Did I show you the companion book that just came out?
Yes, you messaged me about that.
So people were dancing and dancing and dancing in like a convulsion-like state and would do so until they would like collapse with exhaustion or they would like a lot of them start to hallucinate. Because they were so exhausted, they started like, and they couldn't stop. They literally couldn't stop. Like they just kept going and going and going and going.
Did they have any rhythm or they were just like bouncing around?
So onlookers did explain that while it was, uncontrollable, it wasn't like quite dancing. It was more like a chaotic, wild, manic movement. So it was almost like seizure status, like.
Oh, okay. Like, involuntary movement.
Like spasms almost. Mm-hmm. So the way that they described it was like dancing, but not like, oh, we're doing the jive or whatever that, I don't know, or the waltz.
Jitterbug.
The jitterbug. I don't know.
No, that was way later.
Yeah, but it's not like they were like ballroom dancing or however they danced then. It was like just almost like spasms, I guess. More like. Like, that's a seizure.
Like restless leg syndrome.
Exactly. So, unfortunately, for this podcast, we do not know the exact number of fatalities, but there are records of people dying. So, it could have been, you know, a couple, or it could have been, like, a couple hundred people died. Some people just, you know, collapsed from exhaustion, didn't die. Some people hallucinated and didn't die. But some people did die.
So, people that died... Is it because of the movement, you think? Or do you think it's because...
The parasite took over and killed it?
Or they got, like, dehydrated because they weren't, like, drinking.
Stopping to drink and stuff like that. Well, it was 1518, so they didn't have autopsies back then.
They didn't have autopsies in 15, 18?
I don't fucking know. I have no idea, but I just...
I feel like autopsies have been around a while.
I don't know. Because
think about, like, even... Well, I guess that's more like mummification. But, like, they've been mummifying people and, like, taking their organs and shit out for, like, forever.
That's embalming. That's not...
I know, but that's the part of the process.
No, autopsy is supposed to be, like, what caused it.
You cut open and you investigate.
No, embalming is you cut open and you shove with embalming shit.
I know, but what I'm saying is we have been interested. I feel like they've been doing that forever.
Okay, well, I don't know.
We'll have to look it up, but I feel like it's been forever.
So. Look,
the Egyptians have been cutting people open and shit.
Have they been harvesting organs?
Probably back then. Yeah. I would not doubt it.
No, I wouldn't either, actually. And then, like, doing, like, a sacrifice with them or eating them or...
Yeah.
They probably didn't, like, implant them in anybody else. Like, they couldn't take out a heart, like, do a heart transplant like they did.
They probably tried. I would not doubt that they tried.
Yeah. I'm sure. So...
I see it.
While the, like... So, nobody really knows, like, why the reasoning and why this happened... So it's still a mystery, but of course there's theories of what happened. And the first one is just it was stress induced, which you think about it, stress can do like weird shit. Like it can give you anxiety, it can make you overeat, it can make you undereat, it can, you know, it does have physical...
People's like hair will physically fall out from
stress. Yeah, exactly. So there is physical, you get stomach aches, your heart will race, you get sweaty. So there is a physical response to stress. That our bodies do.
It's like a neurological problem.
Yeah. So it could. So
with the stress, dancing.
The stress could have induced like a mass hysteria, and due to the people of Strasbourg enduring such an extreme economic hardship, famine, and disease at that particular time, they all collectively could have had a psychological breakdown, and this was the product of the psychological breakdown. Like, okay, so. If one person was so stressed that they start, like, they're already stressed out, they have famine, they have epidemics, they have all these, like, crazy shits going on, there's no food, they're starving to death anyways, and then, so you're already stressed about all that, and then suddenly some lady is dancing in the middle of the road or street or, like, convulsing, and that could, like, stress out one person to that extreme where they happen to do it. And then the next person is like, oh my God, now there's two. And it becomes this mass hysteria of dancing people.
There had to be something in the water. They were all drinking. I feel like
there's something in the water.
The water was contaminated. They had little bugs in there, some kind of worms or something. And they were doing the
worm.
Doing
the
dance.
So, which I'm like, okay, has anything like this happened recently? Because nowadays with our technology and our scientific breakthroughs, we should be able to figure out what it was, especially if it's happened recently, you know? Like,
or analyze it now based on the knowledge we have and compare, like, what was reported and try to... figure it out.
Well,
yeah, like,
so
what?
No matter what in history, this has been like extremely rare, like for a whole mass hysteria of any product, of any size, of anything to happen. But in 1980, there was around 300 people in Hollinwell Showgrounds, that is in Nottinghamshire, England, and they started suddenly to faint. Everybody's fainting. And they were sick for no reason. And this affected, like, everyone, even babies.
Something in the air.
Something happened. And so it mainly affected the children.
Oh.
So it wasn't just adults. It wasn't just anybody. But it was women, men, children, but mainly
fainting?
Children. Fainting spells of the children of in the there.
Yeah.
In Hollinwell.
Hunningwell?
Whatever I said before. Good God. Yeah, Hollinwell.
Oh, Hollinwell.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah. So
we'll go with that.
Yeah. So, and that was, all they can say is that was mainly due to more stress and anxiety, and it was common in the past. So, like, mass hysteria can cause, like, weird psychological effects, like we said, leading to, like, physical disturbances.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what one of the theories is that it was just stress-induced. Another theory is that it was I want to pronounce it ergo, and I literally looked it up right before we started this and like to listen to it, because I was like, I wonder if it is ergot. Like, how stupid would that be? And guess what? It is ergot.
Ergot.
Ergot poisoning.
E-R-G-O-T.
Yes. And ergot is a type of fungus that intrudes rye and other grains. If ingested, it can cause a shit ton of symptoms. Hence, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, cramps, numbness, tingles, and in extreme... numbness? Oh, my gosh.
Wow. No. Are we playing incoherent again? Say it again. Say it really fast.
Numbness, tingles, and extremities, hallucinations, seizures, coma, and even death. So, the dancing people they had, they were hallucinating. That could be the seizures. They weren't dancing. Maybe it was real seizures. And in the Middle Ages, ergot poisoning was, like, super common in Europe. And it was, like, a real public health crisis because...
they ate a lot of bread, right? And they made it homemade.
That was when rye bread was, like, a staple in every house. Mm-hmm. So, like, we have... every house has, like, flour, sugar, eggs, milk, cheese. Like, it was a basic thing. And it went with, like, everything.
And even the paupers had bread.
Everybody,
because no matter who you were. It wasn't, like, a luxury item. No. Anybody could have it.
Everybody had it.
So that makes sense for, like, a pandemic.
Yes.
Because it could go to any social class.
So the problem with that is that back then, obviously it's 1518, they did not know how to practice food safety, and there were like zero regulations in place. So here, well, everywhere, I'm sure, but you know, nowadays everywhere they have like, okay, you can only use this much pesticides, or you can only use this much water, or whatever it is. Wash your hands, you know, like... use gloves to handle the food. You know what I mean?
Did you ever work at it? You did. I know you did. You worked. You don't have to say the place you worked at, but we both worked in like food service when we were young.
Yeah.
When we were teenagers, we both did. A lot of people start in food service.
Yeah, food handling.
And you had
service.
I had to have my food handler's card.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Yeah. Yeah. I do, and I remember I did not do that because I was under 18. I didn't work at a food place after I was 18, I don't think. And because I was younger, I didn't have to. When I did work at Round Table when I was 19, but they didn't require it. It was only like
certain... I thought it was a sandwich place you worked at.
I did do that, but I was under 18.
But you didn't have to have a food handler's card?
No. I think you got paid more if you had a food handler's card or something. There was, like, I worked at Jack in the Box, too, for a couple days. Or not Jack in the Box. Burger King for, like, 3 days. And they wanted me to get one.
Yeah.
But I was like,
well,
15,
that's more of a big
like
corporation.
So I think, I think it depends on all that because where I worked at Quiznos.
Yes.
Yeah.
I remember you told me.
So I used to work at a pizza place. 17, 18 then. And then, when I was 19, I worked at Round Table. And they didn't require shit.
I worked at Upper Crust Pizza when I was in high school.
They had that back then?
Upper Crust Pizza?
Yeah, I didn't realize it was that old.
Yeah, I mean, they had
it. Obviously, they had it there.
In the 90s. Yeah, it was in the 90s.
I thought it was a newer place. I thought it was like a fatty new place, like fad.
Because there's three locations. There's only three locations, so you can like triangulate us. But
we're
one
in
is,
San Diego.
Well, but one is in Palm Springs.
Oh.
So, well, it used to be. So, good luck with finding us, because, yeah.
Okay, well, anyways.
Anyway, the point is that I had to have the food handler's card.
Yeah. Okay. So anyways.
So food safety.
So food safety was not a thing back then. And not all regions were susceptible to ergot, but it was like super common in Europe. And Asia and North America had like a few cases, but whatever was happening in Europe was like huge. Like it was just the right like climate and everything. Mm. Also... there was another reason could be religious explanations.
Religious?
So, yes. A lot of people believed that this was caused by some sort of punishment from God. That God made them suffer for fun.
That you couldn't stop dancing because of
God? Until you died. Yes.
I mean, I guess anything is possible. Yeah. God like is almost, almighty. Well, so I guess like, God wants to strike you down and make you dance until you die. But I don't really believe that.
Or like maybe demons came into the body.
Oh,
like an exorcism. You're possessed. Maybe something like that.
I don't know. I think if you're possessed, it's going to be more like your head's turning around. You're going to like vomit like pea soup, you know, like in like The Exorcist possessed.
Who are you, Linda Blair?
I actually just watched a horror movie with Isla and her friend. And it was, oh God, I wish I could remember the name. It was wild. It was fucking insane.
So I just found out last night.
It was insane. Basically, it was a demon. You could not kill the demon. And I don't want to ruin it for you if you want to watch it. I can't remember the name of it anyway, so it doesn't matter. It's on Netflix. But basically, it's a demon. The mom gets possessed. And then the whole apartment is, like, on lockdown because there's, like, a big earthquake and nobody can leave. And, like, everybody just fucking... It's just a bloodbath. It's just a bloodbath. Gory nightmare of a movie.
Fantastic, and you love those.
I hate it. I know. I watched it with my daughter and her bestie, and we had fun. And
I watched Scream Queens. Remember, like last or 2 weeks ago, or whatever you said about Scream Queens.
Yeah. Did you like it?
Well, I'm on season one still. I'm at the end of season one, but it is so fucking stupid.
It's so funny. I can't stop watching it.
I'm like, dude, this is like Dumb and Dumber of killing. It's like Scary Movie.
So it's my level of scary.
It's not scary.
Exactly.
I watch it with the kids.
Yeah, it's my level of scary.
Like literally, an arm falls off and it squirts out blood as he's like, "Why did you cut off my arm?"
Yeah.
Like, it's not real.
Scary. Have you got to the, like, the lawnmower
episode? Oh, no, yeah, that was, like, episode 4 or whatever. Yeah. Like, it's so stupid.
And Def Taylor.
Taylor died. Yeah. Anyways, so another one is a curse, which is kind of like the demon thing.
I can see a curse more, though, than the demon thing.
But there's no reason for the curse. It's not like, okay, so like...
Oh, a dancing curse is kind of whack.
Yeah. Well, also, the curse, like, okay, so here in America, we had the colonizers, and that, like, a lot of bad things that happened to the colonizers, I could see the cursing. We've talked about it, like, if the Indians, the American
Indians were cursed. Oh, yeah, you start digging up graves and shit, you're going to be fucking cursed.
So, but the problem is that the Europeans, or the French, have already been there for hundreds, thousands of years. Like, that's all old news. That's, you know what I mean? That's
land, like,
that's already theirs.
They're not messing with anybody else's.
Yeah. So that doesn't make sense to me, but maybe there's curses over there that I don't know about because I didn't take French history because I don't live in France.
But there's people that like will hex people, other people, and
just
stuff
for
there.
Shits and giggles. Yeah. But I don't know.
But you're not going to like hex a whole town or...
No.
Like, why?
I don't know. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. I just think that the ergot poisoning is the best one. And it makes sense. And, like, what you said about the, if a parasite got in, what if it was a parasite from the ergot poisoning that came in and was, like, making them move? But then how did they stop?
They didn't stop until they dropped dead.
No, I don't think everybody died, though. So I wonder if their body, like, fought off the infection and then it was fine.
Or it's just, like, once that passes through your system, you stop dancing.
Oh, yeah. Like, my,
Like, you ingest the rye.
And then some people couldn't get out fast enough.
And then it... What if... Yeah. Oh, because then you have people who might have, what is it called?
Yeah. Allergic reaction.
What? No, everybody now is like
gluten-free.
It's a gluten. Maybe it was a gluten allergy.
Well, so so when I eat fish, it has to. I'm deadly sick.
Oh, you are deathly allergic to fish.
Yeah, and so I am totally like bad until it passes all the way through, and then I'm fine instantly. So maybe it is like that. It passes. It has to pass through. And once it passes through, then you're fine.
And then whoever has the allergy to whatever is in that rye.
The actual allergy. Because mine, the fish thing is an intolerance. I'm allergic, anaphylactic to red dye number 30. I'm anaphylactic allergic. Like, I will dye. Bad.
Yeah, it's no, so I knew stupid. About that, about the red dye.
Yeah. So stupid, but like you could like literally kill
it's me. It's not stupid because the thing it's is, so stupid. It's so stupid only because it's in so much of our food here in America. They add no,
it's
so
only
much
it's stuff. Only in drugs and cosmetics.
Remember it's not the, like ketchup,
red no, dye. No, red dye, not number 30.
Oh,
it's the specific
number
that I'm allergic to. Remember, I got the.
How did you pinpoint it down to one number?
Because I took a little tiny pill, so I have hypothyroidism, so I took Levoxyl, and it was 88 milligrams, and it was a little tiny pill that was purple, and you can't be allergic to, like, the Levoxyl. I mean, I've been on it my whole life, so I can't be allergic to actual medicine, and the blue dye that they use in it is in M&M's, and I love M&M's, so that can't be it. The only other thing was the red dye that oh. isn't in anything other than that, and it's red dye number 30 DNC. And that is when I got the MAC makeup, remember?
Oh,
and
the lipstick.
And I was breaking out. I'm like, God, I need a facial. Everything is so bad. Oh, my God.
And so remember, then, it's so funny because I remember when you were talking about I need a facial so bad. We kept getting ads on our phones for facials.
Yeah.
Because when we're together, we kept talking about getting a facial.
For like a month because I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. And finally, like, I think Brad or somebody, it clicked. Like, why don't we check the ingredients of your new lipstick? Yes. And so I checked the ingredients. And sure shit, it's like on the very, like there's all these different colors, all this different, and then at the very bottom is red dye number 30. So it must have been just enough where I'm not like ingesting it, so I'm not like dying, but it was just enough to like make me totally like have some weird facial issues. So if you look back at our videos from like March,
she looks
April,
like she has rosacea.
That's it. That is yes. why I do so bad. So. Anyways,
we should show our bracelets again because I keep looking at them.
Well, we're still on recording. Oh, and guess what, guys? Just really quickly, I was listening to our podcast on the way to Reading the other day, 2 weeks ago.
Whoops.
And I found out that it is better to listen to us on iHeartRadio. So we need to start promoting iHeartRadio than Spotify. Apparently, Spotify is, like, really shitty. Like...
Or you can just watch us on TikTok
or Facebook because this is also being live recorded. So, that's my thing on the 1518 Dancing Flag is that it was definitely ergot poisoning.
Or either worms.
Well, from the ergot poisoning. Okay, thank you guys so much for listening. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And by the way, happy spooky season. And don't forget to
share, like, and subscribe.
Bye.
Bye.